Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Celebration, we kick off a brand new hour of a show that we affectionately call Neon Jazz, with songwriter, composer, record producer, and a hugely influential figure in New Orleans R&B from the 1950s all the way up into this century. And he's a very solid cat in the jazz world, Alan Toussaint, with the tune Bono off his Best Of CD. Born back in 1938, he left us suddenly on the 10th day of November in 2015 due to a heart attack after a performance in Madrid, Spain at the age of 77. He grew up in a shotgun house in the New Orleans neighborhood of Gertown and got a lucky break at the age of 17 when he stood in for Huey Piano Lewis at a gig with Earl King's band in Pritchard, Alabama. From there, he went on to perform with Fats Domino, Smiley Lewis, Lee Allen, and other leading New Orleans performers. And in 1963, he was drafted into the Army and continued to record when he was on leave. He stayed in New Orleans during a career that flourished. He even weathered the 2005 Hurricane Katrina in the Astor Crown Plaza Hotel. But after that went on, he went to Baton Rouge and eventually, like a lot of the jazz cats in New Orleans, settled in New York City. He performed regularly at Joe's Pub in New York City through 2009, and for a life well lived in music and for his brilliance, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame all the way back in 1989, then the Louisiana Music Hall of Fame in 2009, and finally the Blues Hall of Fame in 2011. And all of this, the cherry on top, he was awarded the National Medal of Arts by President Barack Obama in 2013. Alan was a visionary that can be felt well throughout the entire music world, and he will be missed. And with that, welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of jazz and more jazz via the central hub of jazz innovation from Count Basie to Clint Ashlock, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to give you another hour of that good, solid jazz fun. And one is not going to be enough from Alan Toussaint. Here is another. This is the tune, I dig the name, Pelican Parade, next on the program. ¶¶ That was modern-day jazz saxophonist Ocean Jewel with the 2015 tune Pass Fallow, Gallo Glass, off his brand new album called Volk. Ocean is a very deep cat who grew up in the beauty of Appalachian Kentucky and has made his way to the jazz mecca these days of Brooklyn, New York. He studied at CalArts and went through a very rare postmodern experience that integrated jazz, free improvisation, composition, and music from other cultures, including the Iwi from Ghana, Persian music, flamenco, Armenian, Moroccan, and early blues music. While in Louisville, Kentucky, he had the fortunate opportunity to perform professionally with national acts like Smokey Robinson, Chaka Khan, Gregory Hines, Kid Rock, Meatloaf, Crystal Gayle, and many others.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he had some choice stories about all of them. At one point, he said Meatloaf was screaming to him to bring it up, and he said that was cool. Like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, that's where my head went.
That's where everybody's goes. All right. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, as I mentioned, Ocean is a very deep cat, and he's really into what he's doing. This is what he had to say about how he initially got that proverbial jazz hook.
You know, Miles was a composer, and then at the same time, you can play your instrument in a way that is creative and personal, and so that's really what struck me, was that it was a personal, unique art form, and that's when I fell in love with it. And then I heard A Love Supreme, and I kind of realized that this is a really deep, or it could be a deep spiritual music.
These days, along with the recording of quality albums, he's a teacher for the kids, and he always brings that tasty music to the people. It's great to have him on the show. from the base of another native son of New Orleans. Here's John Hayward. And as we move into the 2009 song New Belly off his CD, and I dig this name, Byzantine Monkey.
everybody. This is Ocean Jewel. I'm in Brooklyn right now, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz, and I hope you're having a great time. Enjoy the music.
She is tall and she is lean, sometimes nice but mostly mean. Let me say her mind ain't keen. She's a roaring, boring Alice. Her teeth ain't straight, her legs are bent, but being rude's not my intent. She even spent your last red cent. She's a roaring, boring Alice. Alice, oh Alice, the key to my plea about her being a four is really deep down, you know she's a... She smokes your dope and she drinks your booze. She makes me wish that you would lose. A roaring, boring Alice. She's a roaring, boring Alice. Mostly mean. Did I say her mind ain't keen? She's a whoring, boring Alice. Her teeth ain't straight, her legs are bent, but being rude's not my intent. She even spends your last red cent. She's a roaring, boring Alice. The key to my plea about her being a bore is really deep down. You know she's a... She smokes your dope, she drinks your booze. She makes me wish that you would lose. This boring, boring Alice just keeps on blathering. No silver chalice for Alice. No rubies or pearls, just lots of fake beads in her head full of curls for Alice. A roaring, boring Alice.
Hey, listen up, my friend. I think it's time you and me had a little heart-to-heart about this chick you picked up the other night. Man, what are you thinking? Yeah, she's tall and lean, all right, but she sure ain't no beauty queen. A regular Rasputin, you know what I'm saying? She's out there spending all your money, too. Strutting her stuff around like some cheap two-bit hoochie. Why, she's made you so broke you can't even pay attention. And dumb? Whew, that child's a stump, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but I guess your mind's made up about Alice. A roaring, boring Alice. She's a roaring...
right out of a Billy Joel anthem, Allentown, Pennsylvania. That was jazz vocalist, recording and international concert artist, and a two-time Grammy nominee, Denise Donatelli, with the 2007 song A Roarin' Boring Alice.
Caught my ear immediately when we played this thing because of that witticism between the two horns going on at the front.
Yeah, that thing really did have a playful walk-in, didn't it?
You said she's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. There's a sassy nature that goes into it.
Yeah, it helps.
We like that around here.
Oh, yeah.
So this tune was off the CD In the Company of Friends. So she started playing piano at the age of 3 and studied classical piano for 15 years. After college, she set her musical career aside for marriage and family and did not begin singing professionally until her sons were in their teens. It was like a good wine. And it was in Atlanta that she was encouraged to return to the music after going to a jam session full of big shots. While working for Turner Broadcasting at the same time in Atlanta, Georgia, she secured a relationship that led her to recording studio spots for the episodes of The Simpsons and television promos for Frasier and Turner Classic Movies. She's gone on to do pretty well for herself. Here's a singer, lyricist, and songwriter, Lorraine Feather, next on the show with the 2012 song, The Hole in the Map, off the Tales of the Unusual CD.
Scalding sun waits a counterfeit paradise and sure oblivion. Or so they told our hero in 1925 as he went back to the river that ate so many alive. It starts as a trickle in the clouds and snow with more than America still to go. Steamrollers into the sea, wide as New York City. Passable only in the worst of the heat. In the winter it rises 40 feet. The green hill is a heady trap, so don't fall down the hole in the map. You'd bet such a forest would feed you. You would lose that bet. You thought you learned about fortitude as a gentleman cadet. Painful pranks, the floggings were a bliss compared to this. As you hacked through the lianas where hanging boas hiss. There are bugs that'll kill you with a single bite. Turn your cotton bridges to threads in a night. Homicidal gnats no bigger than seeds. Cyanide squirting millipedes. Still you know you love it and you won't be swayed. Though you never are fully unafraid. Hits your heart like a thunderclap, so don't fall down the hole in the map. Back in the comfort of Devon, you sweeten your tea and sigh. Free now to sleep till 11 and watch the old world go by. You smile at your civilized heaven and say that at last you'll stay. But just by the gates, the Amazon waits to quietly drag you away. Drag you away. Back to the river. It's passable only in the worst of the heat. In the winter it rises 40 feet. The green hill is a heady trap. Don't fall
Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino, and I am Katie Bull, a jazz singer from New York City. Listen to the music. Thank you.
That was multi-instrumental percussionist and vibraphonist, the great Tom Collier, with the 2006 tune Mallet Jazz. He has dug a career in music spanning more than 50 years. He has performed and recorded as a session musician with big shots in jazz, classical, and popular acts over the years, and he is a part of the faculty at the University of Washington since 1980. He's right out of Washington State, and his first professional performances were at the age of 9 as a marimba player and in concert at the Seattle Center Coliseum. From those fast beginnings, he would continue to motor through a career that is very alive and well these days. Here's the great American trumpeter Roy Hargrove, joined by the great Billy Higgins, with the tune What's New off the 1994 CD called Approaching Standards.
Thank you. Dr. Lonnie Smith wishing you a great day, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Oh,
That was jazz drummer Hamid Drake leading the charge with the tune Funky Lacey off his 2006 CD called Evolving Silence. And man, this next cat knew how to define jazz soul on the keys and with his voice. Here's the cool Mose Allison with the tune Somebody Else Is Taking My Place. Again, that was the great Mose Allison with the tune Somebody Else Is Taking My Place. And speaking of, the final cut comes from the campy jazz cool of Cosmos, Massachusetts piano cat Bob Davis with the tune Seems Like Old Times off his 1965 LP that I have in my collection and it's autographed. It's called I Always Play With a Bear Behind, Songs Most Requested by Friends. And it's with that tune, and we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. Jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a dude that always broadcasts with the bear behind him, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Yeah, and you don't argue with him either.
No, you don't. I like that pause. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so drop us a line. You can always reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, baby. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends. Yes, you can.
Thanks. Say goodnight, Dick.
We need some heat in the apartment.
Well, there's our end.
There you go.
Neon Jazz.